It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't know that that's ever been more true than it is today. We need a snow day in the worst way, but I'm here to tell you from firsthand experience that if you're staying away from our area resorts because you just haven't seen the snowstorm that you have been waiting for, you are missing out on some great days on the mountain. We wanted to check in here with Emily Summers from Deer Valley. Been a while since we've talked, Emily. First of all, congratulations on a new addition to the family.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just returning to work. We had a little girl in the fall.
That's fantastic. Remind me how many there are in the family now?
That was our first.
So oh, wow.
It's been a big change.
Oh, yeah. That is a big change. And so if she's whispering, it's because there may be a child sleeping in the background. hopefully you're getting sleep these days. But again, congratulations to you and your husband.
Thank you.
You heard me say it a minute ago. It's no secret, and we're not going to fool anybody into believing that there's a 130-inch base out there. Mother Nature has not been kind to us this season, but despite that, the resorts for years have been planning for this, and I know in the off season been making way and finding designs and technology for more snowmaking opportunities, and we have had some fantastic days on the mountain already this year.
Yeah, and you've heard me say it before, we call it the insurance policy. So we don't let up on those improvements. Every single year at Deer Valley, we are investing in state-of-the-art equipment, making sure what we have is running optimally. And so we are making snow and doing snow grooming and just managing that man-made snow to the best of our ability. And we really, that's something we focus on every year. And luckily, we have 87 of 103 ski runs open, 5 bowls, and we're grooming approximately like 40 to 50 runs a night.
That's crazy. And I think those numbers might be a surprise to somebody just looking at the forecast and looking at the conditions right now. But unless you've been up there to see it for yourself, the people that are most affected, and by the way, I'm not one of these guys, are those that love to ski off-piste. But if you are just a person that loves to get on the mountain and ski and get away and feel that openness, particularly when we've been closed up for so many months at home, it really is worth the time to get up there and just recharge the old battery.
Yeah, and what has this last year taught us? Silver linings to everything, right? So mild weather and sunshine, that gives you more places to eat outside and just be on the mountain outside, socially distant.
Well, by the way, Truth in Advertising tell our listeners every week that we now record this Saturday program on Thursday. So it's about 11:15 or so, and I'm looking mid-mountain temperatures, 15 degrees. So it's still going to feel like winter out there. You just get you just get springtime sunshine to go along with it.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the 40th anniversary of the resort, which I think is worth mentioning.
It is 40th anniversary. Yes, we opened in 1981, and so celebrating a big milestone this year.
Always been known for, and I know this is going to continue to be the case, looking to give everybody exceptional guest service experiences up there, which I don't know that there's another resort I've ever been to, inside or outside of Utah, that puts more of an emphasis on that than Deer Valley.
Absolutely. It's still our number one you know, brand pillar. It's the number one thing that's instilled with us as a staff, and it's taking care of our guests, taking care of each other, and taking care of the employees. It's called our three circle model and something that's been in place since day one.
Yeah. We were mentioning off the air before we jumped in about this pandemic and how things have changed, and sometimes it can be a little confusing for people if they like to ski different resorts. Remind our listeners, since we have you, whether you require reservations for skiing or not, and what limitations there might be on the mountain itself.
Sure. So we are not requiring reservations. However, day of lift tickets are not available. So if you do not have a season pass or an icon pass, you would need to purchase online in advance. Our lodges, our day lodges are closed in terms of when you arrive, be ready to ski from your car. So we don't have anything accessible except a bathroom break. And if you wanted to eat in one of the lodges, our day lodges or our sit-down restaurants, everything would require a reservation in advance there as well. And it's really easy to do now that we launched a new app, just the Deer Valley app in your iOS or Google Play Store, that would help you manage all of those dining reservations.
Yeah, and the new technology has really made so much of this easy. I was, you know, thinking about getting up to Snowbird the other day. Parking reservations can be made online, and you're at Deer Valley, of course, supplying opportunities to make sure you have that seat at the table for a nice dining experience, but you have to do it ahead of time. The new technology is something that resorts for years have been embracing, but boy, it's a must-have these days, not just for the resort itself, but those that love to play there.
Yes, it was a wild off season, you know, streamlining and expediting all of these new processes, but they're here, you know, and we also have other options if you don't want to sit down or be inside. We have deck dining, we have some additional tenting, but also grab and go windows or grab and go ordering on our app from our restaurant. So many different ways to get that Deer Valley turkey chili still.
Yeah, there you go. That is worth the trip, no matter what the snow conditions are, to get your turkey chili. What are the dining opportunities? Are places like the Fireside Dining still available this year?
They are. Obviously, you know, that's a more interactive dining experience where people used to get up and interact with the chefs at the fireplaces. Things are different in terms of you'd be served more at your table. I have not been in, so I don't know the details, but we have made adjustments to how our restaurants have operated to make sure they comply with COVID operations.
Yeah.
But yes, those are still operating just in different ways.
Yeah. So other than thinking in advance, which hopefully people have gotten in the habit of doing, whether that's skiing or whether it's just going down the block to your favorite store, or your favorite restaurant, what other things do people need to be thinking about when they make their plans to come to Deer Valley?
Yeah, the planning in advance can't be stressed enough. There's just you're not going to be able to walk up, buy a ticket, walk in, get lunch. So plan in advance, get that app, our new app downloaded. That'll help walk through all of those things. But also, like I said, being ready at the car. So making sure you have what you need packed. You know, we always have our ski bag ready to go so that we're not missing our gloves when we get there, because you do need to get ready at your car as much as you possibly can and just hit the slopes.
Yeah, good idea. And again, when you talk about all of the protocols that we've been harping on from the CDC, skiing supplies all of those things. You have gloves on, you're wearing a mask most of the time, you have protective gear and coats and goggles, all the things, the helmet that you need. So it's just a fantastic idea. I'm so glad that we connected, and we're looking forward to coming up. I think we're actually going to be at the resort this weekend again as we plan a weekend to just get out of town and spend some time up there. And that's worth mentioning, too. There's a lot of lodging that's available right now.
Yes, there is a lot of lodging. There's definitely some new packages. There's a new package with free nights for Icon Pass holders, and those are all listed at DeerValley.com. There's definitely more availability than usual because we are seeing more of a drive market. So this might be a good year to take an opportunity to stay up at Deer Valley if you haven't before. But yeah, there's lots of different stuff going on.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Not only more availability than you may have ever had in seasons past, but better pricing. Surprisingly good pricing on some of the areas that maybe you thought you could never afford. So you want to check on those opportunities as well. But most of all, take the opportunity just to get out and recharge your battery and enjoy some fantastic skiing with all of the great grooming that Deer Valley and all the service that Deer Valley is known for. Emily, again, thanks for your time. It's great catching up with you.
Thank you.
We'll finish out the program when we come back, and we'll head back up to Strawberry and check in with Paul Phillips. In case you missed Fish Bites last hour, I want to make sure that we play this again for you. For those of you that are looking for some tips on ice fishing, the conditions, where to go at Strawberry, and how to get out on the ice, there's a new service that Strawberry Bay Marina is offering. Paul will tell us about it next.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.